This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 22.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to Day 22 of the Productive Muslim Heart Detox Challenge. So firstly, remember that it's an odd night tonight, so make sure you take advantage of it. Now, for today, your tasks are: for your article, you're going to finish the three-part series on Finding Peace and Contentment, Part 3. Now, in this particular article, you're going to be looking at how your words affect your hearts. And this article was actually quite interesting because I find myself guilty of doing what it says in the beginning. So when somebody asks you how you are, my general response is, Alhamdulillah, I'm really tired, lacking a lot of sleep, but Alhamdulillah, life is good. It's not, you know, Alhamdulillah, life is amazing, it's going really well for me right now. I'll focus on what's not going well, but then thank Allah regardless. You know, Alhamdulillah, there's still things to be grateful for. And this is the sort of mentality that can affect the way we view obstacles. It can affect the way that we view things in our day-to-day life. And one of the things is Allah frequently in the Quran reminds us to be grateful of the things that He gives us, and that we should remember them and share our feelings of gratitude and awe. So rather, when you meet someone, instead of sharing your problems, share what's going well for you. At the same time, being thankful for your blessings and sharing your blessings with people does not mean showing off. That is not the meaning of it. You want to be smart about the way you thank Allah for what you have in your life. For the rest of your day, your tasks are going to be inviting someone over for tea or for dinner, depending on what your time schedule permits, and spending time with them, and using this time to have a positive conversation that does not revolve around sharing what is not going correct in your life. And then your final task is you're going to send a heartfelt random text to your parents, both your mother and your father, letting them know how much you love them. You want to share spontaneous love to remind your parents that you are grateful for what they do for you and how much you love them. And honestly, people don't realize this, but spontaneous random affection really goes a long way into making someone's day. Like, a person will actually remember that for the whole day and be like, oh, I remember when that person sent me a text message this morning and it was so out of the blue and I just felt so happy and alhamdulillah, it was so great. So these are your tasks for the day. Make sure as well you take advantage of the odd night. You can keep me in your du'as as well, so feel free to make plenty of du'a for me. You know, obviously here listening to the inspiration and motivation from these podcasts. Don't forget me, Zainab Hamdi. And inshallah, I will be with you guys tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.